This is episode 458 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. It's quite some while now since I've talked about a social bookmarking tool, but thanks to Richard Byrne, that prolific sharer on Twitter and elsewhere, I was introduced to Annotary, Annotary. It's an incredibly simple bookmarking tool to use, and being online, of course, much better than the kind of bookmarking that you do in your normal browsers, unless, of course, you can share them across platforms like you can do in Chrome and Firefox. However, with a social bookmarking tool, you've got all the other added goodies for sharing with other people and learning from other people about interesting links and resources. Once you create an account, which is free to do, you can start to make bookmarks within Annotary. And it's as simple as just clicking on the Add Bookmark button. Or indeed, you can use their option to install an add-on if you're using certain browsers. And then that provides a button in your browser window as well, where you can just click to bookmark. In addition, you can use their collections feature, and a collection constitutes a series of bookmarks that you want to put under a particular banner. So you give your collections a title, and then when you visit your homepage, your profile page, you'll see all of the collections stacked against one another, and then you can open a collection, and within that are all the bookmarks under that particular banner. So when you click on Add a Bookmark, you're only offered a few options. You paste in the page URL, for example. You add a note should you wish to do so, and that can provide a little context about the bookmark. And then you can either add it to any collections that you've already created, or indeed create a new collection. And that's it. It's as simple as that, at its heart, of course. Now, because it's a social bookmarking service, you've got the option to share those bookmarks or collections with other people, or indeed to search the Annotary environment for bookmarks that other people have made, perhaps on a particular topic. You could, for example, rather than searching Google for some work on renewable energies, you could use the search feature in Annotary. And what that does is take you to any bookmarks or collections that other people have made under with that title. And then, of course, it's a simple one click on their bookmarks to add them to your collections. In addition, of course, you might find people that are particularly useful, that are particularly prolific, that bookmark topics and resources that you're particularly interested in. So you can then, in the same way that you would do with all social networking sites, is to follow them. And similarly, other people will begin to follow you as you add more and more bookmarks. There's also the option to be able to import and export, which is quite important if you want to use different social bookmarking services or try others out. So you can export things as Annotary files. So that's a way of, if you like, creating a backup so that you can import, for example, a whole bunch of bookmarks into a specific collection. Or you can export it as HTML. And that way, that makes it more universally acceptable to other services. Similarly for the export feature too. So, having done all that, what does it look like? What do I think? It's a very visual service. So when you go to a collection or to an Annotary profile, things are arranged visually in panels. And these can be dragged around the page if you work in a particular collection and you want to order things in a specific way. So if you're presenting a collection on a particular topic to one of your classes, for example, you might want to have them arranged specifically in a particular way to tell a story, perhaps. So being able to do that is a simple drag and drop and move them around with on the page itself. Each of the panels contains obviously the title of the site that you're bookmarking, but it also, if there is one available, provides a picture, an illustrative picture, together with the note that you created. So it's much more visual than, for example, Delicious or Deagle. So that can make it a little bit more attractive. It looks more like a web page rather than just a list of words. The one downside, I'd say, to a notary, perhaps there are more, but it's the fact that you can't use tags. Tags aren't a feature. So it doesn't allow for that folksonomic arrangement of bookmarks in the same way that Delicious Indigo do. So, yes, you can create collections under a specific theme, which of course you can also do in Delicious Indigo, but it doesn't allow you to create additional tags, and that gives you much more power when you come to trying to filter or to sort bookmarks. So that's a shame, but nevertheless I think a notary is useful for its simplicity. It's a bookmarking service that students could easily get to understand how to use very quickly themselves.